history of the trench coat, what it represents and who it's for. What I want to know is who would want a coat so close to the floor. Went to the trench coat museum to see him. 1,000 different cuts, like pals from another dream. Stuffed and bursting at the seams, cause I'm fishing for a theme. If it's somewhere in between a day's honest graft and constantly fleeing the crime scene. Trenchcoat got banned for a bit. Does that conjure up any weird feelings? Knowing all kinds of twisted minds could find it a prime coat within which to conceal things. You can't ban a coat, can you? Can you ban a coat? No, they're just running a racket. The only coat that matters now is a floating coat. So get yourself a lot chucker. Can you hack it? Can you hack the heat? Water rising. Look at your feet, man. Cause whether rented, borrowed, bought, stole, second hand or brand new, man's water resistant and heat proof. My trench coat will see me through. And when I'm gone, I want all of my trench coats framed and my knackered boots and dirty glasses tastefully arranged on the plinths in between. Cause when they get to the final exhibition that celebrates my good name, I want you to be on display too, cause all that really remains of me is you.
Here we go. Let's make go.
Lost your work and another one storm. You feel it sinking to the mud. Your voice is lost among your anarchists. Why can't you feel alone? Better forget about tomorrow. Don't you know who you are? Wake up quickly after a fall, because my friend never said goodbye.
We'll be right back.
Okay, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, so we had in that set a Leeds band called Yard Act, started it off with the Trench Coat Museum, and followed that up with a band from Spain called Grippers doing Never Say Goodbye. That song featured Amy Interrupter as the co-vocalist. Amy Interrupter, if you don't already know, is probably one of the best frontmen in music. She is the lead singer for The Interrupters, and they put on an amazing show, and you should go see them. Even if you don't like punk ska, you should go because it's so much fun. It's a lot of fun. Anyway, Grippers featuring Amy Interrupter did Never Say Goodbye. We followed that up with two bands from Ireland. The first one was The Murder Capital, who I've been playing a lot on this show because I'm really into them lately. Song was Don't Cling to Life, and then the last one, the band out of Cork called I Dreamed I Dream, and the song was called Crawl. And that catches us up right now. We are into the second hour of this week's Casbah Club show. You are listening to King Rat here selecting songs to play on the interwebs for your enjoyment pleasure. The next tune I have queued up is a band called Dits, and the song is called Four, and it sounds like this.
Things, it's human nature to a fault. Tied it up in horse drawers. Let's celebrate the form. Let function have its day. Another day. Could it work in pink? Maybe that'll bring it around. Could it work in pink? Aerial black, bold italic. The features wrinkle, twist and show themselves. Our point of focus is a temporary start. Cling to the side of the glass. Champagne flutes were never made to last. We'll be right back.
So that set had some mood. That was a pretty dark set, I thought. Rock and roll stuff on the dark side. Let's see, we started off with a band out of Brighton, England called Dits. The song was Four. And then the Canadian duo, who go by Ghost Woman, did a song called Yoko. And then we had two bands from Brooklyn for the other half of the set. The first, A Place to Bury Strangers from their third album. That song was You Are the One. And then we ended up with Bambara, Jose Tries to Leave. I really like that Bambara song. Originally from, apparently, Georgia. They are now in Brooklyn. Maybe that means I get to see them sometime. I should put Bambara on my list. So let's see. On my next set, I'm going to do a song for my son, who doesn't listen to this show because he likes rap. And he likes, like, rap music that's pretty popular. So I've been meaning to try to take him to a show of a band he likes, but all the shows of the bands he likes, artists he likes, I should say, are playing giant, you know, arenas for $250, and, like, we haven't really managed to figure that out. But I am amused by this. One of his favorite artists is Tyler the Creator, and I listened to Tyler the Creator the other day, kind of just to see like what all is he listening to. And I gotta admit, Tyler the Creator is a pretty artsy dude. Like his music is really all over the place, and I'm a little impressed that my teenager likes this stuff, because it's like, I don't know, maybe it's like intellectual rap. I don't mean to downplay other rap as not being intellectual. I mean, it's like it's kind of complicated. There's a lot going on. Anyway, this song Noid from his most recent album Chromacopia was the closest to a rock song that I could find on the album. So I decided I'd play it for you. In case you've never heard Tyler the Creator, now's your chance. And yeah, give it a listen. Have an open mind. See what you think.
Things feel out of order. Look around, I'm not sure. Paranoia, no. Feel it in my aura. Living between cameras and recorders. These but can't afford ya, no. Someone's keeping watch. I feel them on my shoulder.
I can't even buy a home in private. Home invasions got my brothers dying. Notice every car that's driving by, I think my neighbors want me dead. I got a cannon underneath the bed. Triple checking if I lock the door. I know every creek that's in the floor. Motherfucker, I'm paranoid. I move around the block, eyes glued to the rear view. Rather double back than regret hearing pew pew. Never trust a bitch. If you good, they could trap you. So just strap it up, buddy. Fuck around and strap you. Bitch.
Trust these people out here, please. Whatever you do, keep to yourself. Keep your business to yourself. Don't even trust these motherfucking accountants, because they will try to get over on you, okay? Please, because I don't want to have to fuck nobody up. I promise to God.
This is so good.
No cameras out, please. I wanna eat in peace. Don't wanna take pictures with you niggas or bitches. Nervous system is shook way before 19. LA will do that to you. Where you from, nigga? Who you? Satellite, screenshots, paparazzi, NDA, privacy. Yeah, right, I got a better shot in the NBA. Ain't no respect for nothing. Voice recording all discussions. Her, him, they, them, or anybody. I don't trust the man at all. Some pray for my fall. Here clicks on the calls. Niggas hacking for some rough drafts. Bitches looking for a buff bag. Wrist that for some jaw. Nah, you sing along, but you don't know me, nigga. Nah, never ever, not at all, y'all. Niggas cross the line like fuck the stop sign. They wanna know where I close my eyes at. I keep my eyes wide. Don't got this shit cooked, Brody. Look, Brody. Handshakes got me shook, Brody. Niggas want info about me. Read a book on me. Oh. Leave me alone.
Paranoid.
Okay, so I started off that set with a shout out to my son Leland and one of his favorite artists, Tyler the Creator. The song was called Noid. Leland mentioned one time that the thing about rock music that always gets him is how they repeat the same words over and over again, and I never really thought about that until I listened to some rap music, and they don't do that. There's like no choruses. They just go. Like, the whole song is a bunch of new ideas and storytelling or whatever. They never come back to a chorus. And it's funny that that's the thing that, or one of the many, I guess, things that he picked up on with rock music or pop music or any other kind of music that's not rap, is that there's choruses and that's like words repeat, and sometimes they repeat a lot. And so now, of course, I hear that whenever I'm listening to, you know, a song, I hear, oh, they're like repeating the same stuff over and over again. I went to the opera once, and what I hated about the opera was that they repeat the same lines just sung differently for like 20 minutes. And it's not even multiple lines. It's like a sentence or maybe five words or something, or three words, and they'll just say it over and over again. It'll just keep going, and it just drove me crazy. You know, the whole story was composed of, I guess, like eight sentences, this two-hour opera. Oh, man, I didn't like it at all. It was not for me. Anyway, that must be how Leland thinks when he's listening to all the rock music I play in the car when he's in the car. Anyway, Noid by Tyler the Creator. There you go. Let's see. Followed that with a band out of Chicago called Pixel Grip, Dancing on Your Grave. Kind of cool industrial tune right there. Two bands from England closed that set. The first, one of my faves, Savages. I'm so sad Savages broke up, but at least the lead singer didn't kill somebody. They just broke up for artistic differences or something. I don't think I've ever heard a Savages song with a piano in it before, so that was kind of unique. And it was the second cover song of the show, Paranoid by Savages. The last song was a band called The Duke Spirit, also out of England. The song is The Step in the Walk. I like that one. That was pretty good. I got like 8 minutes left on my show now. Not a lot of time for anything. Man, this went fast. So I'm going to play just a couple more songs, I guess. Whatever I can fit in 8 minutes. It looks like it's going to be a band called Disappears. The song is called Magics. And then the last song of the set will be a band called 68, without any words. So thank you for tuning in today. I hope you'll be here next week. I promise I'll be here next week. And I'll have more stuff to play. Tune in Tuesdays on North of Boston Radio at 2 o'clock live, or on RadioValencia.fm on Wednesday at 2 o'clock Pacific time, or on my Mixcloud page, Mixcloud, and just look for King Rat and you'll find my stuff. Thanks. It's been great. Have a good one.
style can't be duplicated or recycled.